Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming. That's right. It's the Be Our Guest podcast. And the following show is our BOGP open line from this past Sunday night. It was Memorial Day weekend, Sunday night, May 30th, 2021. Scotty G was not on the show. Well, I should say he was not hosting, but we give him a call and speak to him live at Walt Disney World. Get some highlights of staying at Pop Century Resort right now. He was at the Riviera Resort getting ready for a fun dinner at Topolino's Terrace. He talks about the crowds, great quick service dining, what's going on at Walt Disney World right now. So that's a great call. We also get some fun calls and we talk about fast passes, capacity increases, character dining hopefully coming back soon, physical distancing going away, and all kinds of other topics. So we hope you enjoyed today's show. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check out all the great free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you for allowing us to put out four shows a week, each and every week here on the feed. Plus, our patrons get a fifth show, Mike in the Midwest, every Thursday. If you'd like more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday evening and welcome to the BOGP Open Line. We're recording live on Sunday night, May 30th, 2021. It is Memorial Day weekend here in the United States. So again, we'd like to thank all those who have served and especially those who've given the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have such a wonderful way of life here in the United States. You know, our country isn't perfect, but it's pretty dang good. And it's because of heroes that get out there and serve the greater cause, and those folks who've given the ultimate sacrifice, heroes forever. So take a few moments this weekend. Think about those who have signed up to do stuff that most of us would never imagine doing, going places far from home, far from family and friends, and doing what has to be done. So thank you to all who served and all who have given the ultimate sacrifice here on Memorial Day weekend 2021. Well, we're here with the BOGP open line. We're going to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes at 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. In just a few minutes, we'll be taking those calls, but just as we always do, we're going to lead off with some news, and then I told you, Scotty G's not here, but he's at Walt Disney World right now, actually getting ready to go to dinner, so we're going to give him a yell and check out what's going on down there, because I know it is looking stormy at Pop Century right now. He just sent me a picture, so we're going to be having a good time and talking Disney here for the next hour over this holiday weekend. And shout out to Iowa Husker. It says my 9-year-old and I are watching you and wanted me to say hi, Mike, from Iowa. So hi, let me know your name and I'll say hello. All right, let's get to the news brought to you by themouseforless.com. Just click on the news tab. You'll find out everything that's going on. Ricky does a fantastic job over there. Our top story of the night, Jungle Cruise is reopening this summer at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. I don't know if you saw the trailer for Jungle Cruise with The Rock. I didn't watch the trailer, but I saw the movie poster. It's a pretty epic movie poster. It looks like something straight out of the Jungle Cruise attraction. So we'll see how that goes. But here's the story. Welcome back to the jungle. The Jungle Cruise will return to its punny nature from its hysterical skippers at Disneyland Park on July 16th. When the attraction reopens, it will reopen with a brand new storyline and characters. And I know you're curious about the Walt Disney World version. The Jungle Cruise will debut its updated version later this summer at the Magic Kingdom. No official date has been released yet. Currently, the Jungle Cruise is, you can see it's undergoing updates on both coasts. When the new storyline debuts, it will build on the original story that we know and love. However, there's going to be new adventures for guests to experience. For example, as has already been shared, Trader Sam has converted the Lost and Found location in the jungle, and it's something new that we all know well as Disney fans. It's a gift shop. This is just the start, as there'll be several additional new scenes along the river that all connect to the story. Plus, skippers will have new jokes to tell as you travel along the way. As more details get released, we'll share more details here. Also, we'll let you know the date for the updated Walt Disney World Jungle Cruise. So let me know, do you put it in the chat, because we've got a lot of folks in the chat tonight. Do you ride Jungle Cruise every trip to the Magic Kingdom, every other trip? Do you not do it very often? For me, I would say Jungle Cruise for me is probably in every other trip, unless it doesn't have a super long wait. I do like the Jungle Cruise better at night, so that's a lot more fun for me. But probably every other trip, not every trip. All right, shout out to the Darby family checking in England. I know it's tough. You guys can't get back over here. So shout out to Sue and Jenny Darby over in England. Thanks for watching. All right, let's get to some other news stories. Just some kind of just going to hit the Google feed and see what's going on. There's some new Orange Bird sippers. They're basically tumblers that are available now that have the green lid, clear tumbler with the Orange Bird on the side. I think the cool part of those tumblers, though, is that the straw has a little mini Orange Bird on the straw as well, which is pretty dang cute. So you can get those now at Walt Disney World. Also, I don't know if you saw this earlier this week, about, was it 2 days ago, maybe Thursday, Friday? Walt Disney World released the 50th anniversary commercial, the first one. It's getting mixed reviews online. Some people liked it. Some people said, where's the nostalgia? Isn't the 50th anniversary supposed to be about remembering all the good times from the last five decades? There's no nostalgia. It's a little, flashing lights and, you know, it looks like pixie dust coming down on Cinderella Castle. But where's the heart? You know, some people, you know, thought it looked very neat. It was visually attractive, but it just didn't have, maybe the oomph that we usually get with our Disney commercials. So you can call and talk about that after we speak with Scott. Tell me what you thought of the 50th anniversary commercial. I did see a story that it said Walt Disney World is expected to be at full capacity by the end of the year. So that's good news. I think it might happen well before that. And if you're paying attention, we saw that, Universal now, no masks indoors as well as outdoors. So how do you feel about that? Walt Disney World followed right behind Universal last time with the outdoor masks being relaxed. They haven't gone to indoor masks going away yet, but who knows? It could happen here soon. We don't know. All right. Well, hey, let's give Scotty G a call. Let's talk to him and get his report real quick from down at Walt Disney World. And then we'll open the phone lines and speak to you. So let me give him a call here. And I know this is great radio, but let me do this. Let me look it up because it's not showing up. His phone number is not showing up here. And all right, see how this works. Also, if you have any questions for Scott, put them in the chat. Scotty G.
What's hashtag Scotty G?
Guess what? I was just calling the wrong area code.
Were you really?
Yes, I was calling 617. And that's how bad my eyes have become.
The 617 is not me. It's
yes.
517.
That's what I was wondering. Because it said that number's out of service. I'm like, well, Scott has changed his number, so I can now text him any longer. we are no longer friends because I can't even get a hold of him. So, yeah, no, what? So, right now, we're obviously on the air live, you, me, and Scotty G right now, and then we're going to take calls. But stormy right down there about now, right?
Yeah, it's a little stormy. It looks like it's going to pass, though. So, it actually hasn't rained at all this weekend, which is fabulous. I don't think it's rained. Oh, I've been told that it rained yesterday. So that tells you how much I pay attention.
You just don't pay attention. You're just like, I'm here to do rides, swim, and eat food.
Basically. But the clouds are looking a little dark, but it looks like it's flying by. It looks like it's going to be a lovely evening. It's actually cooled down, too. My watch says 66 degrees, and that is awesome.
Ooh, that is awesome. You know, you picked the best weekend to go down this weekend. You probably didn't know it when you booked the trip, obviously, but I mean, it's been cold in most parts of the United States. You guys found a good spot to go.
Yeah, I said that to Elizabeth when we first got here. Like, you know, our friends back home, Mike, you know, in St. Louis, everyone is like dealing with like temps in the 40s and 50s, and here we are where it's like 80. I'll tell you with this, though, like we left Animal Kingdom today, like around 2 o'clock. The real feel was 102 degrees.
Oh man, that's
summer was here today.
Dang, that's something. So yeah, you were killing me today when you sent me the picture of Satouli Canteen. Had that for lunch. I had the spicy chicken sandwich from McDonald's. So you win.
Hey, that's not bad. Hey, I recommended that to you. Like, what'd you think? What'd you think about it?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good, but it tasted a little sour because Mizzou, in typical Mizzou fashion, we had a chance for the ladies to go to the softball women's World Series and they choked. So, you know, it's just,
I was going to follow up on that with you. Dang.
It's always like they just like, we can't just like lose. You got to get everybody's hopes up and then lose. But that's just the life of a Mizzou fan.
Who were they playing? What school was it?
We were playing, James Madison.
I can't remember.
James Madison. Oh. I know they were an unranked team. That just made it worse. But anyway, yeah.
So James Madison is like one of those teams in the NCAA men's tournament that just like pop out of nowhere, yeah. Right? That you like worry to play sometimes.
Yeah. Mallory's like, where are they from? I'm like, probably Virginia. I know the, you know, sounds like a, you know, East Coast school, but yeah, who knows? Anyway, let's talk Disney. So far you've been down there since late Thursday night, early Friday morning. You guys arrived in the middle of the night. So how are things going?
Things are going great. So we took that late flight. We didn't check until 1:30 in the morning on Friday. So I wouldn't even count Thursday, you know, but I tell you what, it was kind of nice. We woke up. Obviously, we went to bed, slept in a little bit, and then we went straight to the pool, basically, on Friday, you know?
Right.
Let's get the pool time in. So we had breakfast poolside, you know, from Pop Century. I think I texted you, like, my bagel sandwich that I had. I know. Don't you just love that?
I love
the food court at Pop Century. Yeah. Mobile ordering actually wasn't too bad, you know? Like, there's still a lot of people doing the mobile ordering. That's the one thing I want to say, Mike. There's a ton of people, like, at Pop Century right now. Like, it feels like full summertime, you know, like pre-pandemic. That's how it feels right now at Pop, with the pools and the crowds, the parking. There's no place to park, so it definitely feels like a normal time of year right now.
That's what I've wondered, because, you know, I have guests at the Magic for Less asking me this, and we never get a straight answer from Disney because really they don't want to tell us. But I would assume that the hotels that are open are booking to 100% capacity. And if you think about it, if you're looking for a value, all you have right now is Art of Animation, Pop, and then movies. So that would make sense.
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, it is crazy, like, especially with the parking. Sorry, you might hear some background noise. We're pulling into a place you might have heard of, the Disney Riviera Resort. We're going to have some lovely dinner tonight.
Oh, my gosh. So you're going up to Topolino's Terrace.
Topolino's for tonight. Probably going to do the filet. Do some ricotta, get rigatoni for the table. It's going to be a spectacular meal. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let me just ask you a couple things, and I'll cut you loose so you guys can head up to the rib.
Oh, absolutely.
But so Animal Kingdom today, it was blazing hot, but how have the crowds been? Because what I've seen online, and I'm just kind of casually watching, it doesn't seem like they're too horribly bad as far as attraction wait times. That's what I'm seeing, but what do you see?
Yeah, you're absolutely right on. So we got there maybe like an hour and a half after the park opened. Elizabeth has retired from Dinosaur, as you know. Mm-hmm. Emily really wanted to do Dinosaur. So we went straight to Dinosaur and Emily and I walked right on, you know, and then we got off and we're like, hey, should we do it again? And then we did it again and got right on. So we did it like two times within like, you know, 25 minutes. And then we walked over to Everest and it's posted at 45 minutes, but it took like 20 minutes. Like, the wait times are not bad. That's what I was trying to tell you. Like, the resorts feel really crowded, but the theme parks, not so much. It's really bizarre.
Okay, so let me ask you this one last question, and I'll cut you guys loose so you can get over to the Riv and have your awesome meal. Then we'll hear about that next week. But so tomorrow, you're coming home tomorrow night, right? Is that your getaway day?
Nope, we're gonna spend all of Memorial Day here, and we're going to come home like Tuesday afternoon. So we got a whole other day after this one.
Okay, so how do you plan? Okay, what are you doing tomorrow? And then how do you, I'm always curious how people plan their getaway day like on Tuesday. So what's the plan for the rest of the trip?
Yeah, for sure. So as you've seen from like my Instagram and posts like that, we have not been to the Magic Kingdom yet.
Yeah, I know.
So I know, isn't that kind of crazy to think? So tomorrow is going to be a big Magic Kingdom focus day. We're going to try to close the park because the park hours are long right now too, Mike. So that's pretty awesome. So the goal is to have early breakfast at Whispering Canyon. Haven't done that in a long time. Then we're going to go over to Magic Kingdom. We'll probably take a break, go swimming, and then go back to the Magic Kingdom and close it down. But going to like the travel day is kind of tough, right? Like you want to have fun, but you don't want to risk like being stuck like on an attraction when you got to get to the airport. You know what I mean? So you got to play it kind of safe and conservative on that day. But I think we have like a 5 o'clock flight out, so. You know, kind of maybe sleep in a little bit, pack, have a nice breakfast. And we do have the Magic Kingdom Park Pass. So we might hop over there, you know, get ice cream or something like that. But not too like draining of a day. You know, is that the kind of strategy you like to go for too?
Yeah, same. I mean, I always get, you know, I get drawn in, but I get over and I kind of do like, you know, maybe four or five of my favorites at get in, get out kind of thing on the last day. You know, it's, you don't mess around. You're not really, every other day I like the people watching and the you know, going through the shops and looking at stuff. No, the last day it's like, okay, I want to do this, this, and this, and then I got to go. You know, usually buy a souvenir or two.
I know.
And I'm out the door.
I know, yeah. It's tough because like you've seen all the souvenirs, right? And you're like, oh man, I got to get that last minute souvenir. And then you're like, well, my suitcase is all padded. Like, can I squeeze in the backpack or the carry-on?
That is the good news, though, about not having the airport, like, check luggage, right? I mean, you still have your suitcase at this point. Like, you used to throw it out, you know, as soon as you left the hotel departure day. Now you can kind of pack last minute if you have to.
Yeah, kind of different. You know what I just did for the first time ever? And if you want to do a trip report, you know, we'll talk about that, too. But I just made a pick Mickey tie-dye shirt a couple hours ago. And nice. You know where it was? Like, normally it's like poolside, you know, kind of like a Pop Century, but it was at the airline check-in area, which was really bizarre.
Now, real quick, though, your room at Pop Century, you're in the 90s, kind of way in the back corner. How's that working out? Is it? Would you rather be kind of in the middle of the action, or what do you think?
Yeah, 60s is my preference, you know. 60s and the 70s, because it's kind of closer to the Skyliner, but I'm actually pretty happy with it. This is the first time we got a top floor as well. So I like the views of the resort from up there. You know, you like to see the big icons. You can get a better shot of the pool. So I like being up top. I didn't realize this, Mike. And I know you're like a Pop Century expert. Or maybe not an expert, but you know it pretty well.
It.
Like, I didn't realize there was only one 90s building.
Yes. Yeah, it's weird because what – I don't know why that isn't just like an additional 80s building, to be honest, because
that
it's almost like
sense,
it looks like it would fit just to be an 80s building. Maybe it's because they had to have like, you know, they're like, we can't just stop at the 80s. We need to make one of these suckers in the 90s and put a roller skate, you know, an inline skate. But you're right.
Yeah.
There is only one. And it's way out there.
Oh, my God. It feels like it's so far out there.
It's like a little mermaid room, basically.
Yeah. But for parking, it's not too bad. Like, it has a nice parking lot right there. But like, if you're trying to walk to like the Classic Hall or whatever, or to the Skyliner, it's a hike, man.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry if there's loud noise, there's like a helicopter going by. but I'm, so picture this is where I'm at right now. I'm at the Riviera, like the entryway, and if you can hear some like little water in the background, that's that beautiful fountain right by the entryway. I'm just staring at it right now. I'll take a photo and share it with you after the show.
Okay, I get it. I know exactly where you are, man. It's about to smell really nice in that lobby.
Heck yeah, it is. But yeah, I love the building though. Like, a goal of mine is, you know, as a Disney fan, you have all these goals and like resort goals, and we haven't stayed in every decade yet. So mark the 90s off the list, right?
Yeah,
I think we only have the 50s to go. We've never been in the 50s.
Really? I've probably spent more time in the 50s than any other decade. 50s and 70s.
Yeah, I know. I thought about that with you because didn't you used to watch like Illuminations sometimes? Like, you could see Illuminations, I feel like, from the 50s.
You could.
Right?
You could,
like,
yeah, 50, yep, 50s and 60s on the backside. Yep, you totally could. I mean, you didn't see the whole show.
It's a great resort.
It is.
It's a great resort. I mean, I love the deluxes, but like, it's fun. You know, it's just like, we were just playing like this board game called Codebreakers, like a Disney version. I never heard of it, but Beth had it. And this like family walks by and like, oh, that's our family's like favorite game, you know? And like, they were like telling us the rules and stuff. Like, I don't know. Like, I just love that stuff about vacation. You know, just having a good time interacting with other guests. It's just what it's all about, man.
Absolutely. You know what, too? Well, one thing, you're staying in the 90s. It's good to have a car. So that's a great – that works out well for you because you are driving a lot of places. And, you know, I just told you last week, I added one night at Pop Century to our July trip so we can go down to night. You know, it's one of those things, like, I didn't want to get there at, like, 2 in the afternoon because then the whole day's shot, right? By the time you get to the hotel, it's 3:30. You're wasting that theme park reservation. No, we're just going to get there one day early, not do parks that day, do a little swimming, go over to Olivia's, have dinner, and be ready to rock the next morning. But it's Pop Century.
That's kind of how we felt. That's kind of how we felt with the late flight. I mean, it was just a little too late, you know, like going to bed at 2:30 in the morning is not ideal.
That.
But you know what the other alternative, though, right, is to fly down Friday morning instead and wake up at 4:30 in the morning. Like,
right.
I like staying up later as opposed to waking up super early and then just being drained all day. You know, it felt like we were more refreshed on that Friday.
So, well, see, and that's what
I like, the later flight.
We're blessed because like, we're so close to the airport, right? We're like 20 minutes and we're at the airport easy, like parked in the lot and getting on a shuttle where you have to kind of commute into your airport, which makes it more time consuming. So you're right. I mean, it's like a trade-off there. Well, hey, I'm going to cut you loose. Have a good meal. Tell Beth, Elizabeth, Emily, everybody, we said hello. And, you know, save some fun for July, man. I cannot wait to get back. You're killing
me with
this.
I can't wait to see you in July, brother. It's going to be so awesome.
All right. Have a good one. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Talk to you soon, buddy.
See you later. Bye-bye. All right, there you go. Hashtag Scotty G live from the Riviera, getting ready to have his Topolino's Terrace. That dude, I'm telling you what, traveling with a good buddy like Scott, you always have good ADRs. Always have good ADRs. He knows where to eat. He knows the good places. He knows what to get at these places. It's always a lot of fun. All right, well, hey, let's open the phone lines and let's get to our first call. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
From North Carolina.
Hey, I didn't catch your name. You're in North Carolina. Who is it?
Yes, sorry, Olivia from North Carolina.
Oh, that's right. That's who I thought it was. Olivia, who has the restaurant at Old Key West. How's it going? You having a good weekend?
That's right. Very good. Good. I hope yours is going well as well.
Well, hey, it got out of the 40s and the sun came out. So it was in the 70s this afternoon. So I cannot complain. But yesterday, yes, I was complaining. It was brutal. It was like 50.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I couldn't live that far north. I don't know how you do it.
All I know is, you know, the news stories for the last 2 weeks have all been about, because in the summertime in St. Louis, it gets over 100, and in the wintertime, it gets below zero, so we get it all. But, like, for 2 weeks, it's been all of our swimming pools are going to be opening on the weekend of Memorial Day, you know, and they're doing all the shots and everything, and I'm thinking, because everybody's been waiting, right, since 2019. Like, they didn't really open last year, a lot of them. So all these stories, and I'm thinking, yeah. It's 42 because I was out running yesterday morning. It was 42. I'm like, okay, there's almost like frost on the ground. They're not opening this weekend. So we'll be patient. Maybe next weekend. But yeah, it's not going too bad.
Oh my God. I hope so. I don't know how you guys are going to make it up there if you don't. So
it'll be 90. It'll be 90 before we know it in a few days. It'll be fine. So what's going on? What do you want to talk about?
Well, last week I didn't quite get in for the craziest thing you've done at Disney World, so I was wondering if I could give my answer for that one.
Forever. I love those kind of – that's why we do the show for stories like this. Go ahead.
Well, okay, it's not really a story, and it's probably not very crazy, but I book my Fast Passes. By the way, I'm on Team Fast Pass. I'm with you. I miss the Fast Passes. I want them back. But I book my Fast Passes in the evenings. I guess that's the crazy thing that I do. And it works out really well for us. Our last trip was right before everything closed down, like a week before Disney closed down. We rode Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway and all that stuff. But we didn't wait, you know, longer than, 40 minutes was like our longest wait. And it was kind of the, do you want to? We have nothing else to do. We could hop in line kind of situation. But what we do is we rope drop. And then first Fast Pass, maybe like 11 a.m., like, you know, a couple hours after rope drop as those wait times start climbing a little bit. And then, you grab lunch and you could go back to the room for a midday break if you want, or you can stay and do stuff like the shows, you know, Enchanted Tiki Room, Carousel Progress, or anything that's not going to have a long wait, you know, some air conditioning, that kind of stuff. And then we always have dinner reservations at 4 p.m. because we're crazy.
I'm telling you, that is the perfect time to eat. That's exactly when I'm ready to eat every night. Dinner at 4, perfect. I know people, like Ricky eats at 8 o'clock. I'm like, 8 o'clock, man, that's like my bedtime snack. You know, like, I don't know. She's crazy.
Yeah, maybe it comes because I'm a teacher. Maybe it comes from being a teacher.
That's it.
You get home and you're just so hungry.
That's totally it. That's 100%.
Yeah, and at Disney, it's the perfect time to eat because this one, nobody is eating. It's the absolute dead time.
Well, too, what I like, though, is by like 8 o'clock, then I'm ready for like an ice cream or, you know, like, because, you know, you have dinner at 4, you go ride a few more rides, kind of build up a little bit more of an appetite, and then 8:30, you're ready for like a, you know, ice cream sandwich or some kind of candy. Yeah, you got to, because if you eat at 8, I guess you're having your snack before dinner. I don't know, but I was told not to do that.
So. I couldn't make it that long. And then that late to me, 8, like, whoa, that's late at night. Like, I'm just not hungry. It just doesn't sound good.
But you know what's crazy? Real quick about that, though, before, and then I'm sorry, but I'm trying to make ADRs for July. And like, the only thing I'm seeing is like dinner at like 8:50 or dinner at 9:25.
I'm seeing
dinners like at 9:50. I'm like, who eats? And I mean, it was like at Whispering Canyon. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, who can eat like a skillet at 9:45 at night or 9:50? I'm like, oh my God. You'd be leaving at 11 o'clock with a stomach full of meat. I mean, there's just no, I'm just thinking there's a reason that thing isn't booked.
Way.
I mean, that's just an invitation for trouble.
Right. So what are you going to do, Mike? Are you going to, do you have any reservations then? Or?
Well, see, here's the good news, because Scott's going to be down there with us. Okay. So, but we're going to be there 4 days before Scott gets there, because he can't, with his work, he couldn't get off, the right time. So we're going to be there 5 days together at the end of my trip and at the beginning of his. So I had 5 days where I was on my own, because Scott makes all the ADRs for all of us. Like when we're there together, he's really good at that. I got us Olivia's I got your restaurant there for the day we arrive, because we're not going to a park that night. We're just going to hang out at the resort. And I have us, I got Trattoria El Forno on an Epcot night at a decent time. I think it was like around 6, so that's not bad. Just leave Epcot, go over on the boardwalk. And I also have a San Angel. Here's the thing. I have San Angel in because I love that restaurant in Epcot, in the pyramid. Because we're taking Mallory's friend, who's really never been to Walt Disney World other than the cheer competitions over at ESPN. And so we want to kind of show her some experience dining. It's just fun to eat in the pyramid. The boats are going by and all that stuff. But it's 3:00 in the afternoon. Now, that's so weird for us, right? It's only an hour early. We've been talking. But the thing is, but I booked it because, I can cancel it if I want to, still in plenty of time. But I really want to have that experience. So I guess maybe you have a late breakfast and then a little snack instead of lunch, or, that's a late lunch. I don't know. But we're going to try to make it work out. I think you got to be flexible nowadays.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm sure it'll work out. Just space out the meals by 4 hours or whatever. I don't know. Maybe people eat less than that. I don't know. I get hungry all the time, so maybe that's not enough time there. But
same.
Well, that's awesome.
Well, so you were talking about your fast passes though. So you guys would rope drop, kind of take care, do everything until the lines got a little bit longer. Then you would start to see shows and eat dinner around 4. So you still hadn't used the fast pass though, even after dinner. That's interesting.
So, actually we would have usually one fast pass at 11 a.m. To top off, when you're done rope dropping, when the wait times start kind of climbing. And then after dinner, usually 2 big fast passes. When I say big, I mean a Flight of Passage or Space Mountain, rides that you're really looking forward to. Because, because it's really nice, I think, to look forward to those big rides all day.
Right.
The ones that you're really excited about, a Tower of Terror. Those are things we personally get excited about. So it's nice to have that at the end of the day to kind of look forward to and know that you get to kind of breeze through the line when you get there and all that stuff. And then by the time you're done with those fast passes at 5, 6 o'clock, fast passes, so done at 7 or whatever, then it's all the wait times are low again, and also fireworks are about to happen, and it's just kind of all perfect timing, or at least that's how it is for us. I personally just don't I know a lot of people get them all in the morning so they could get them out of the way and get more, but I don't know, I just like to relax during the trip and not be looking down at my phone a lot and wondering what fast passes I'm gonna get and keep refreshing. I mean, I think that's awesome that some people like it, but for me, I like to have kind of the whole day planned out to a flow, so that you could kind of take it more in a relaxing manner. So that's my crazy thing that I do at Disney World is evening fast passes, which I think most anyone who knows what they're doing would tell you not to do that for the most part, but that's how I like to do it.
Well, what's crazy is that we're talking about fast pass here in May or, June, as you're listening to this on Thursday. It's fun to talk about fast pass strategies. My gosh, we haven't talked about this in ages, but it's a philosophy, right? I mean, you're saving all day for kind of the heaviest crowd times. Probably, I guess the afternoon would be maybe your heaviest crowd time, or probably your secondary heaviest crowd time would be right around the after dinner. And, if you can do headliners walking on with those, that does make sense. I've actually done both, to where with an annual pass, we park hop. And so there's been times where, we'll rope drop the Magic Kingdom, but I'll throw my fast passes in Epcot, at say maybe 1 before dinner. A lot of times this is what I would do. I would go to the Magic Kingdom. We would rope drop, do a ton of attractions, jump out of there at noon once it starts to get hot, go back to the resort, swim, I'd take a nap, whatever. And then we'd have dinner at a second park. We'd always have dinner at a different park. So maybe we'd go to Epcot, have dinner in, Japan or something. And I'd, maybe dinner was at 5:00. And so we'd do a fast pass at 4:00 and then kind of chill out, have dinner at 5, have a couple of fast passes in the evening, watch Illuminations, and that's a wrap. I mean, that was kind of my strategy as we, got got up to where we were at the point with fast passes. But I like what you say, because I mean, some people do like, I mean, if you're good at it, and I've, Scott's wife, Elizabeth, is great at this. Like, they can use, I've seen them get like 15 fast passes in a day, because they do the rolling fast pass thing. Like, they'll burn through the first three early in the day, and then they're just getting new ones. But, you know, you do have to, that is a sacrifice, because you have to be on your phone a lot. It is very, you have to be, you know, very proactive on that.
Right. Which, if you go a lot to Disney, you know, then I guess it's not a really big deal to be on your phone for the day and make sure you get all the rides or whatever. But if you're wanting to really try to, like, you know, take it all in and not be, you know, just terribly from here to here to here, you know, maybe the evening fast passes are great. I like the thing that you said about Magic Kingdom rope drop in the morning and then fast passes at Epcot in the evening. Cause then, like you said, at rope drop, you could get a lot done at Magic Kingdom. And then you also have your fast passes to look forward to later. Cause if you put your fast passes in Magic Kingdom in the morning, you know, you wouldn't really know later if you'd be able to find a fast pass for anything you wanted to go on at Epcot or for the time you want or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty cool strategy, or at least we liked it, but everybody's different. But I guess most people might say we're crazy for booking fast passes kind of like late at night.
Yeah,
so,
but I mean, it
I
makes
hope
sense.
They come back.
It's the, I do too. And I know a lot of people don't. And, you know, I'm not trying to be disrespectful of that, because I do understand that. I mean, mathematically, right, if you don't have the FastPass people feeding into the standby line, obviously the standby line is going to go quicker, because that's the only right. line going in. But I just, for me, and again, for the most part, what I'm seeing is people that go a ton are the folks that are against FastPass. You know, I look at it from the point of view, like, I don't get to go a ton, and I would rather have longer lines on most attractions, but still have three guaranteed headliners each day that I know I can ride with little to no wait. If I know I can ride Space Mountain in like 15 minutes or less, maybe a Splash Mountain in 15 minutes or less, and say possibly, you know, maybe I won't get Seven Dwarves. Maybe I get something like Peter Pan, or trying to think of something that's not really a big time e-ticket. I think like Big Thunder. Okay. So I get those three. Is fast passes, I'm willing to wait maybe 15 more minutes for the rest of the attractions, because what I do is, if the lines get too long, that's when I go on the People Mover. That's when I go on Carousel of Progress, or I'll do PhilharMagic.
Yes,
and I'll fill in there and I'm fine. But I like, is somebody, you know, and this is really important, I think, for you to remember when you have folks that are going for a first time trip or the once every 5 years, to be guaranteed three big attractions is a big, big deal. And I know you can still ride them, but I mean, it just feels so much more like Disney when you don't have to wait 60 minutes to get on attraction. You can walk on with your Magic Band.
Yes, I totally agree. And it rewards the people who do their homework, you know, such as everybody who listens to the podcast. And it's also a perk for staying on property, you know, but every day there's the regular day, pre-pandemic day at Disney, there are a ton of people who walked in and were like, what's a fast pass?
Right.
Like, they didn't have any booked, you know, because they didn't, you know, look it up beforehand or whatever. So, I mean, you get an advantage because not everybody knows to book them. Or if you stay off property, you only have 30 days instead of 60 days to book them. So it gives you that advantage for staying on property and for doing your research ahead of time, which is nice, because it, like at Universal, which I also really like, but at Universal, you know, the advantage goes to whoever is going to pay a whole bunch of money for the Express Pass.
Right. Which,
and
I mean,
it's not like that. It's more.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's a pay to play system. But I mean, because I've only been to Universal once when I was down for the training, but they gave us all Express Pass, and it was amazing. I mean, you totally feel like a rock star. And I, you know, that's how life is, right? I mean, you got to realize everything is kind of pay to play. I mean, if there's a reason why when you stay at Pop Century, it's a value, because you're far away. You know, you're not walking to any theme park. You know, you're not even taking a boat to.
Right.
Well, now you got the Skyliner, which is really awesome that they did that at a value. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we are paying for proximity. We're paying for room size. We're paying for amenities. But that's the thing about FastPass. I mean, I know we'll get some other calls here in a second. But I mean, the thing is about FastPass, I felt it was very, very fair. You know, like even back to the paper FastPass days, right? I think it was even more fair then, because You could show up,
yes,
not have ever listened to a podcast or opened a guidebook or looked at a website or a blog, and somebody could quickly explain to you, just go to the machine, put your ticket in, and it'll spit out a time to come back. Now, that was very fair because you couldn't game the system. You know, you couldn't buy 17 fast passes. But if you hustled, you could kind of, before they enforced the return times, I used to get tons. And then in the evenings, we'd go crazy, right? Because they didn't care. But the thing is, you know, with the fast pass, I think it's going to come back in some kind of a pay system. I mean, I just think that's how the world works. I mean, look at how things have changed over the last 5 years, but I would like it to come back. You know, I would like to see it, because the thing is, maybe I don't get it. I mean, but I will. I mean, because I like it, but I will pay. I mean, you know, people pay for magic bands nowadays. You don't have to have one. You can use your watch. You can use a little card. You can use your phone, but some people buy magic bands because they're fun, you know, in 2021. So we'll see. I mean, interesting times at least.
Yes. Well, I hope it comes back. At least if you do have to pay for it, I hope it's at least affordable. Like, I think Disneyland for Max Pass is what, $15 per person per day. I mean, that doesn't totally price out, you know, the middle class. Whereas the Express Pass at Universal, I think a lot of days it's like $100-$150 per person per day. It depends on the crowd level, I know.
Right.
But so hopefully, if it is pay to play, hopefully it's something like not too like obscene. That's what I'm hoping for. I agree.
That's the only way I think it'll that they can. I mean, it'll be a revenue source, but you're right. You can't rake everybody over the coals and make it a case of the haves and the have-nots. You know, everybody should have a shot at it. You know, maybe you don't get it for 9 nights of your vacation. Maybe you get it for 5. You know, and then the other 4 days, you just kind of go with the flow and chill, you know, or I don't know. We'll see. You know,
but
it's got to be fair, though. You know, that's one thing I will say about Disney's that, you know, it's expensive. I mean, we all get that and we all still go. We save our money. We save on other things to go on our Disney vacations. There's a lot of stuff at home I don't do, you know, so that we have the means to go to Walt Disney World a couple times a year. But the thing is, once I've gotten there, I've always felt it's a fair system. You know, I feel like even somebody staying in the Grand Floridian and I'm staying at All-Star Sports, I'm still having pretty much the same vacation other than a nicer hotel, maybe a nicer pool. But you know what? I mean, that's a choice I made. I could stay for a month for what somebody's staying a week at the Grand Floridian. And I feel it's fair. You know, you're just making choices.
Yeah, I totally agree. And maybe Disney realizes, too, they're different than Universal. You know, Disney is all about the magic. So maybe they realize, too, that, you know, if you go and you watch people who paid, you know, $300 more than you or whatever get in front of you in all the lines, it's not as magical as, I think, a more affordable fast pass system, I guess, if that makes sense.
We'll see. We'll see. It's great to talk about, though. And that's why, you know, I love having this show and I love being able to have call-ins on Sunday nights, is because, you know, this is a great discussion for me, you know, because it is going to come back at some point, I would guess, it probably in some kind of a modified system. But it's cool to hear your strategies. It's cool to hear your thoughts. So, Olivia, thanks so much for taking the time to call in from North Carolina. And don't be a stranger. Maybe we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. I hope you have a great night.
All right, you too. Have a good Memorial Day. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right,
bye.
All right, 407-413-9395. I'm going to put a check down right there. Check one for Team FastPass. Got it there. And Ricky's not here, so, you know, I don't know what to do. Ricky would say, oh, no, we can't have a fast pass. It makes the lines long. Yeah, well, we'll see. All right, let's get Alfred in here. Alfred's on the line. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Not much. How are you?
I'm doing great. And I promise you that the better weather is coming.
I hope so.
You're in the mess we were in the last couple of days. It finally got sunny last night, right before sunset. So, yeah, you will get better weather. Hang in there, East Coast.
God.
You're going to make it. I know it's been
so
miserable.
Cold up here.
I know it's been terrible. I feel for you guys.
I had to call my super and say, can you please put the heat on?
So that sounds so like a sitcom to me. Because, like, you know, super. Like, I don't even know that. Like, I know it's a superintendent, but I mean, like, you know, I live in a house in the suburbs. I have no idea who I call. We just flip the switch. That's all we do.
Yeah, lucky you. I had to put my little heater on until the heat came up.
Oh, man. Well, hang in there. So what do you want to talk about? We got all these news. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Fast passes.
Oh, man. It's like it's there. I mean, all of a sudden.
I think it needs to come back.
Okay, good.
I don't think it should be you pay for it. Disneyland did it that way because of all the locals, I think. they were just getting inundated with it. So that's why they did it. And Florida, I think, can get away with going back to the way it was.
Well, I think they totally can, because it worked for years and years, right? I mean, the system worked. I mean, it wasn't broken. You know, they didn't take it away because it was a system that was, and I think it was popular. I mean, I think the thing is, without it, people are being able to tour a totally different way. When I went down in August, I came home and I was like, this is the greatest thing without FastPass for this trip, because when I was there in August, there was nobody there. It was empty.
So that's the difference.
Yeah. And right now it's not that way, right? I mean, in August, I loved it because the thing was, like, I did everything in Adventureland. Mm-hmm. And then I went over to Frontierland. I did everything in Frontier. Like, with a FastPass, I would go from Space Mountain to Haunted Mansion, you know, all the way back to, you know, the Astro Orbiter, and then, you know, back in the corner to Big Thunder. I was racking up the steps, which I don't mind. But the thing is, you know, it was relaxed, but times are changing quick, man. When the crowds get big, you need some kind of guarantees.
Yes, exactly. Especially for all the money they charge.
Yes.
You do need to have that guarantee. And I think that's what it's all about.
I agree.
And now if they're going to go back to full capacity, as you were saying, I think they have, it's going to happen. Fast passes will be back as they increase the capacity.
Let me ask you this, because you're in the know. So what do you think about virtual queues? If they start making those more popular? I'm not a fan either. I know. I'm not a fan now.
But I held myself.
Well, thank you. This is a family show. No, but here's the thing. Like, so right now, I don't like the virtual queue. Of course, the only experience I have with it is Rise of the Resistance. And the thing is, when it's the only virtual, but here's the, it's the only virtual queue. Say there's 10 of them and you can be in three at a time. Maybe the experience isn't so harrowing because you don't have everybody in the planet going for one target. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's shifting the load, it might be better.
No, I doubt it.
We'll see. I think they're coming. I think they like them. I don't, but I don't think they
can. Yeah, according to Chatpak.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're fans. We'll see.
And I hate them.
Yeah.
I've ridden Rise once since it opened. And that was December of 2019, when I was there. They were just opened, you know. I couldn't get the boarding pass with the virtual queue, but at that point, they were lenient. Wow. I had my disability pass, and I told them I can't do the 5 o'clock thing that they were talking about. So they allowed me to come back the next day, and whatever time I wanted to go on, I was able to go on.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I remember, you had to be, I remember standing on Sunset Boulevard and it was still dark and it was cold that morning. It was over one of the race weekends, because I was there. I think I finished the race and then went straight there. Yeah, because you had to be in the park, and I remember because I stood like outside of Rock and Roller Coaster, because I'm like, well, I had to be in the park, but I don't have to be by anything. So I'm going to be standing right next to Rock and Roller Coaster. So when they let us go, I can at least go get on a ride. But I mean, it's bad now, but I totally forgot. It was worse then when you had to be in the park super early.
But now they're not even lenient. At least back then, guest relations worked with you.
I wonder what it's like,
though,
because I've only obviously seen the days I've been there, and it's not, you know, I've been to the Hollywood Studios probably more than 9 or 10 times since it's been open. But every time, you know, right after, say, when you had to be in the park at 7, you would see immediately a huge line at the blue, you know, the blue tents for the guest relations folks. And I'm sure it's that same way at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. God, that has to be just a nightmare. Every day they probably just brace themselves.
Yeah, I'm sure they hate it. But you know what? That just shows how it doesn't really work.
Yeah. And you got people coming home disappointed. That's, I think, is a company like Disney, right? They build themselves on magical experiences, and, you know, everything
and they're
is...
kind of dashing your
magical
experience.
Because, I mean, you know, they're going to say, you know, the example I'm going to give is like, say, like a 9-year-old girl who's like the biggest Ray fan in the world, right? And she's going to Walt Disney World. The parents told her, you know, she's going to get to go on this ride, and Ray's in the ride, and she's going to get to, you know, see the stormtroopers. You tell her this for 9 months. And then you get to Walt Disney World, you go to Hollywood Studios, and you're boxed out of a boarding group. I mean, that's like ripping a little girl's heart. I mean, I'm being harsh, but I guarantee you that's happened multiple times.
Oh, I'm sure. And I understand Disney's concept. Well, then you'd have to wait 9 hours on a line.
Right.
Well, you know what? If you really want to ride it, you're going to do it.
That's what Ricky says. Yeah.
That's totally different from being shut out of it.
Right. But
being able to do it.
I see Disney side there, because like the look of a 9-hour line would be terrible. Like it would look awful. But the thing is, here's the thing though, you don't have to get in that line. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, that it gives you an option. Like, hey, yes, if I'm in this line by, you know, and they obviously, this wouldn't be one of those situations where you can get in line at 8:59 and the wait time is 6 hours. You know, you're riding at 3 a.m. They would have to cut it at, say, you know, 5 p.m. or something. But, you know, hey, if you hop in, you know, this is going to be it for the day for you. But you're going to be guaranteed, as long as the ride doesn't break, you're going to get on. You know, if you're willing to wait 3 hours and you've gone to the bathroom, you're good to go. I can't really argue against that, as long as it wasn't like clogging everything up for the park.
Exactly. And I don't think it would where Galaxy's Edge is.
Yeah, I mean, because they've been put,
there's a lot of space there for that to happen.
Well, because, I mean, they take the, many times, like the last couple of times that I was in line for, what was it? I guess it was either Smuggler's Run or I might have even been Muppets one day. Like, we went way backstage. I mean, we were way behind Galaxy's Edge, like in the backstage area. So they could do it. I mean, I hate when they do that, because the thing is, like, I don't want to see the backstage. You know, I'm there for the on stage. I'm there for the magic. I don't want to see the trash cans and the delivery trucks.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you had to, you had to. I don't know. Who knows?
Now, another question. Do you think they're going to bring back character dining soon?
Yes. Here's why. If you notice, you follow the news, you know, Universal got rid of their outdoor mask mandate and their indoor mask mandate. And the thing is, like, with our baseball stadium, that's like our biggest draw, and it's outside, you know, Busch Stadium where the Cardinals play. In the middle of June, we're going to be full capacity, no masks. So we're going to have 46,000 people at the games. No masks, you know, sitting side by side. And the thing is, if we can do that, and I know it all comes down to like Orange County, and Disney's in 3 different counties, though. You got Osceola County and one other county, so they got to all kind of agree. But the thing is, what if they moved first? If you've seen the last couple of weeks, what they're taking up physical distancing markers. So they're saying that now you don't have to be 6 feet apart.
And no temperature check.
Right. And the thing was,
all these things
with character dining, I think the thing that was limiting that was basically the physical distancing barrier, right? They wanted to keep people 6 feet apart, and it just didn't work that, you know, Minnie Mouse could come up to your table. That like violates the bubble. So if that bubble has gone away, character dining is a huge part of the Disney experience, and it's a huge moneymaker for the company.
And I think a lot of, like, even meet and greets are going to be back. And I think the parades are going to come back. I just think now that they're eliminating things, everything else is just going to hit everything at once.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to see 1 week at 100 different stories for Ricky. You know, she's going to get flustered because she's not going to know which one to write first.
It very well, you know, could happen. The thing is, like, this, the pace of things happening, and I'm a person, again, I'm not from the coast, you know, I'm from the Midwest, and we've been, you know, like, I mean, you wear masks where the business wears you to wear masks, but you know, where you didn't have to wear a mask, people just stayed apart. You know, if you didn't want to wear a mask, it was fine. You just didn't go up on anybody. You know, you kept your distance. I mean, it was just common sense. But the thing is, the pace of all this stuff happening, is way faster than I was expecting, right? I mean,
me too.
I was, you know, like a month ago, I was still probably 50-50 on like what October 1st is going to look like. Right now, I'm like 90%. It's going to be just like on like Donkey Kong, just like it was any other day in 2019. I mean, I would guess that.
Me too.
But they're going to want to get his. But remember, the incentive is money. They're going to get that place packed.
I know they do. And that's what scares me.
I know. I get it. But I mean, I hope that, you know, they're not going to. Again, we said this when they closed the parks. They cannot be a place that puts people in danger. It's too bad for their bottom line, right? I mean, it would, you know, to be a super spreader location. So I know that they're going to have to be careful. But they're also
for the 50th, they can't go that crazy either. Like, I could see them being at 100% by December 31st. Yes. But I can't see them being 100% by October 1st.
I see it because, again, that's fiscal year 2022, day one is October 1st, not to mention the 50th anniversary. But they can really make the rebound look good if they start in October. I think Disney doesn't even look at December 31st as being the end of the year. They look at September 30th. That's the end of the year. Yeah. So that's probably their goal date.
Yeah, probably.
But who knows?
I don't know if I agree with it.
Exactly. I mean, I don't agree with everything either. You know, and the thing is, there's not a right answer. This is the first time we've ever had to be in a situation where like it's a comfort level thing, right? I mean, there's going to be people down there that probably wear masks from now on, and that's totally
be
cool.
Wearing my mask,
and that's totally cool. And that's the thing, you know. I love people have options. You know, I will not, you know, because I figure I got the vaccination. You know, that should keep me safe, and I'm just going to do what I can. You know, it is. I wear glasses. I can't see when I, you know, I'm excited. I
understand.
To. It's a pain in the butt. But the thing is, I'm totally for everybody making their choice.
I would be more likely not to wear it outside, but indoors, I'm going to be wearing it because it's too enclosed.
Yeah.
So if it's too enclosed, that virus can spread even quicker.
Yeah,
that's how I feel.
I mean, I feel like I'm good. I mean, who knows? Like, I mean, but that's how I've lived my life my whole time. I mean, well before any of this stuff happened, like the thing was, I was always scared to fly, which is a weird thing because I'm just very much a person just like, it'll be fine. Like I'm super
laid
back.
And I always loved flying.
See, I would not get on an airplane for a decade. I was like, heck no, I'm not getting on an airplane. No way. But the thing was, finally I decided.
I always loved taking off and landing.
Oh, I love it now. Love it. Love it.
I love those two times of the flight.
Oh my gosh. And the whole time Scott was going down last week, I was like tracking his plane on FlightAware, like, oh, you're flying over Knoxville right now, Tennessee. You're flying over Atlanta. I was giving him, he's like, yeah, I know. I'm in the plane. I'm like, oh, I love just watching. You know, I love all about it. Yeah.
I know. I love watching that.
It's crazy.
On JetBlue.
Yeah.
You get the screen and it shows you where you are. I love that. I don't even watch movies. I just keep that on the
same.
Whole time.
I buy the Wi-Fi just so I can do that. I pay $8 just so I can use my little FlightAware app. Oh, look, we're at 38,600 feet. How cool is that? You know,
One last thing.
Sure thing.
Contemporary is doing the refurbishment.
Yeah.
Will it be Incredibles?
That's what I've heard. You know what? And I can't believe it. I can't believe it. But you know what? They did it to the Polynesians. So
I know, but why are they doing this?
I'm totally against
that.
Yeah. The thing is, you know where they did it right was Riverside and Caribbean Beach. Like, do a building. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you can't do that at Contemporary. Do a floor at the Contemporary. You know what I'm saying? Like, make all the other rooms.
Is not the whole resort.
Yeah, it's
just the section.
Oh, I think it's the whole resort. Yeah, I think so. That's what I thought.
Oh.
Unless I'm wrong.
Oh, I didn't think it was.
No, I think it is.
I thought it was a building of it.
No, I think it's all the rooms.
Oh, God.
I know.
And I've seen it. I've seen it. I think it looks terrible.
No, I don't think it looks that bad, but I think I would rather have an option. Like, when I go to Riverside, I can pick. I can go to a princess room or I could go to a regular room. And that's a good choice.
But my thing is, it's looking like Pop Century. And if I want to go to a value, I'll go to Pop Century. You know, why am I going to pay for Polynesian with a Moana room? That looks like Pop Century to me.
Well, Pop Century doesn't even look that charactery anymore like it used to. Now, that's what's weird,
but
right?
Pop does. Pop
not
has,
Not as much as it used to, though. Now it's more
Mickey
white.
And,
yeah, it's got the little thing over the bed. Yeah.
Yeah. But my thing is, it has the wooden floor, which I get it. It's cleaner that way. But it's all the same wood. It looks like they bought the furniture in bulk for every resort.
They did. Probably at IKEA or something. I don't know.
And it's horrible.
Just think about the guys and gals who have to put all that together. No, just kidding. Because
it's from IKEA.
Yeah, exactly. They probably got some Swedish meatballs. Got a sweet deal on some meatballs.
Those are good meatballs.
I've never been to an IKEA.
Oh,
I need to do that someday.
God, those are so good meatballs. But the furniture stinks.
Well, I'm only there for a few days, whatever. I think, we live in a disposable world. The product table breaks was good. We have 28,000 of them in the warehouse. Grab one.
That's why I kind of like Riviera, because it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
It feels like you're in a place that you're paying the money for, in my opinion.
Right. No, I get. Yeah, no. Riviera is nice. I mean, it is nice with a capital N. It's
but I'm
fancy.
Worried when that comes up for a refurb.
Dude,
what are they going to do with that?
Oh, Remy for sure. Remy everywhere. Rats.
Either Remy or Cogsworth and Lumiere.
There you go. Hey man, dude, now you're in Beauty and the Beast. You're in BR guest land.
Yeah.
Here, so that'd be my hotel.
Well, that's fine. I would like that. But the only reason is that's a little more classy than throwing Moana-inspired art or Incredibles elastic legs across the contemporary.
Right. Yeah, I mean, just think, like, you'll wake up, you'll have Dash on the ceiling. Violet is looking at you, but looking all sulky like a, teenage girl.
Jack will be throwing
exactly.
Nubs at you.
Yeah, exactly. And angst. No, I just want to get this on the record, because this is always on the record. Mike says, I don't mind the IP, like the Moana rooms at the Polynesian. I don't even mind it at the, Incredibles rooms at the Contemporary, but there should be an option. Like, it should be a floor, a building, I would say no more than 25%.
And not the main building.
Yeah.
And not the main building.
Yeah, no, I agree. But the thing is, like, I would say, like, do 25% of the rooms and leave 75% of them, but, like, don't let the other 75% die. Like, make those nice, South Seas looking rooms, or at the Contemporary, make them contemporary, iPads, like, because there's a hotel at Universal called Aventura, and it's got all like contemporary, it's a kind of a moderate value type resort, but it's got like an iPad that controls the TV, the temperature, the room service. I mean, iPads aren't the most contemporary thing, but I mean, it's pretty sweet, right? I mean, they're giving it a shot. The Contemporary should have stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's my point. It's not all about IP. How about let's be original?
Yeah. I agree.
Go back to the times of Walt, who made Small World, Carousel of Progress, Haunted Mansion, Splash Mountain. Let's be original here.
I'm with you.
Yes, the movies make you money, but give us something new.
I agree. We'll see. We need some non-IP, just creative stuff. Like Everest, right? There wasn't a movie with Everest, and it was awesome. Everest was great.
And notice how the Yeti broke down and they won't fix it, because it's not an IP for them.
Right. He needs a name and a movie, and then we'll be set. He'll be wearing a new outfit.
Eventually, he'll have one.
He probably will. You're right.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the movie coming after the fact.
Same.
That's okay.
Right.
But this is the whole thing. Disney is doing things based on the movies that they already have out.
Yep. And a lot of these movies have been out two or three times. I mean, because we're seeing it with Cruella. We had 101 Dalmatians, had 102 Dalmatians, Jungle Cruise, six Pirates movies.
I can't wait to see Cruella, though.
Yeah. I haven't had a chance.
So good.
It's on. Is it on Disney Plus, or do you got to go? Do you got
to
go theater?
You have to pay for it.
Oh, you see, I don't know. I'm not doing that. I'll wait. I'm not that.
No, I don't do that either.
Yeah, nope. I'll wait. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, no, it's in the movie theaters too. If you have any open. And that I would do. Yeah, I just have to find the time.
I don't know. I think we do have movie theaters open. I haven't checked. Yeah. I'm sure we do if the ballparks are open.
Oh, here we do.
I'll have to check. All right. Hey, I got somebody trying to squeeze in here, so I want to get him in before.
Really?
We're going to go a little long. Yeah, but hey, give us a holler next week.
Hey, why not?
Scotty will be here. We'll talk next week. All right, take it. Hey, the warm weather's coming, bud. Hang in there.
Are you on tomorrow night or no?
Yep, tomorrow. Well, either tomorrow night or Tuesday night. I got to text the ladies and see what's up.
Okay. Good.
If we're not on tomorrow night, it'll be Tuesday night at the Monday night time. I forgot tomorrow's a holiday.
Okay.
Because I work every
day. Okay, good.
All right, see you, buddy. Have a good one. Enjoy your day.
All right,
okay,
you
bye-bye.
Too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, there's Alfred, and let's get our last call. They've been super patient. All right, hey, who's our next caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Mike in Vero Beach. How you doing?
Oh, what's up, Mike in Vero Beach? I saw you in the chat. How's it going tonight?
Oh, doing great. Loving the show. Loving it.
Thanks. It's kind of crazy tonight, just flying solo on a holiday weekend, but we're doing the best we can.
Yeah, we just returned yesterday from Saratoga Springs for three nights.
Oh, sounds
good. First time ever staying there. Amazing resort.
You know, it's a sleeper resort because I've only stayed there with Pam at the tree houses. And it sounds like a right first world problem. Only stayed at the tree house. This was like 10 years ago. But I've run around that resort many times, and that resort is gorgeous. It's a beautiful place.
It was our first time staying there after, I mean, we've been going from the 70s. So it was, I can't wait to go back. It was absolutely amazing. The pools, the two pools are just outstanding. The paddock and the High Springs Rock Pool just blew me away. I already want to go back.
So you guys were there for a quick trip, you know, not for like a week long. Did you focus on Disney Springs or did you go to the theme parks? How was transportation, stuff like that?
We did all four parks. We spent about 2 hours each day at the pools. We did actually get to walk to Disney Springs from the resort, which was about a 15-minute walk. The transportation was good. We had a couple of hiccups getting from, you know, because it's all bus service. So there's a few times we had to wait a little longer, but, you know, whatever. But it was amazing.
Nice. Now, what kind of accommodation did you guys have? And did you have one of the, I don't know if you know, but did you have a refurbished room or anything like that?
We had a refurbished room. It was a deluxe studio. We had, it was on the fourth floor overlooking a beautiful lake where there's a long bridge that we're looking over.
I know
that goes to the
I know exactly the lake you're talking about because that's where I saw the bird pick up the fish out of the water and just swooped him away over to the golf course. That's exactly the lake. Yes.
Yeah. Really cool. And the artist palette was a quick serve there. It was awesome. So yeah, just an incredible hotel.
Nice.
We love it.
Scott's staying there actually this summer when we're down. He's at Saratoga. We're at Yacht Club in Caribbean Beach. So guess what? This is what's great about that. I'll get to spend some time at Saratoga this summer because he has a unit over there. So we'll get to walk over from Disney Springs. So I'm excited about it. Let me ask you this real quick, Mike. What were the theme parks? Any highlights from the theme parks? Anything you saw that surprised you or anything that would help folks heading down here soon?
Oh, my gosh. It's strange. The thing that sticks out most about this trip, we only did quick serve this time, but we hit our three favorite quick serve restaurants, which are Regal Eagle.
Oh, so good.
The Docking Bay 7 in Galaxy's Edge.
Yep.
And Sautuli Canteen.
Oh, two of those three are just killing me. Those are Sautuli Canteen and Regal Eagle. Oh, I love that. I love that Carolina barbecue sauce at Regal Eagle.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
we don't have that here.
I could drink it.
Yes, me too. Me too. And it's like so good.
Really cool.
Let me ask, you know what? I've never been to Docking Bay 7. Of course, it's pretty new. I always just go and eat. I just always go and eat my Ronto Roasters and I'm happy as a clam. But what is it about Docking Bay 7 that you like?
This was our second time there. This is our first time having dinner there. The theming is incredible. I mean, you're in the Star Wars movie.
Yep.
We had the ribs with macaroni and cheese and broccoli, and there was another vegan item my wife had. It was like a meatless meatball, like falafel type dish with hummus. It was just incredible, and I actually got the Ronto Roaster there. So, but no, it was incredible.
I have about 50 days. I cannot wait. It's so exciting. So, yeah. Oh my gosh. So anything else happened that stood out from the week or from the 3 days?
We did people mover 4 times. So, we had to get first time back on the people mover in a long time. So that was really exciting.
Yes, it is. It's always good to have that old friend back.
We rope dropped the Mexico boat ride and we rope dropped people mover. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
You need a shirt that says that. I came here to rope drop the people mover and Grand Fiesta Tour.
Absolutely. I wanted to see the people mover and I wanted to see the three caballeros back. So.
Yes, and they were back. They're not little wood cutouts anymore. They're there in the flesh.
Yeah, it was real exciting to see that. That's absolutely amazing to see all that back. So pretty cool.
Got me so excited. Every time, I talk to Scott, because he's there now, he's just killing me, right? I mean, not only does he post all that stuff on Facebook and Instagram, when he has something when he has something he knows really is going to hurt me, like, he texts it to me, so I'll be doing something, like I was cutting the grass earlier today, and, boom, there's the protein bowl from Satouli Canteen. I'm like, I love you, Scott, but I hate you at the same time. I'm having McDonald's.
Oh, man. Another really cool thing was not having to wear masks. That was incredible. Obviously just, not on the rides you have to have them on, but walking around, not having a mask on, it felt like 2019 walking around there. It was pretty incredible. And the wait times are pretty low as well.
Yes. Yep. I'm excited. I'm super excited for that, because when we go down in the summer, because we always go in like July, we usually go the week after the 4th of July. That's kind of our week that we've gone for the last 10 years or so. And, the mask thing, I get why we had to have them, right? I mean, if it was a mask or not go, we have to do the mask. But just, it's like, I'm going to appreciate walking around being able to drink my Coke Zero. In 2019, I would have never, ever appreciated that. But eating, pretzel in one hand, a Coke Zero in the other while I'm walking around Yacht Club, that's a win. I mean, that's a win for 2021. Yeah. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, it was incredible. And seeing the Tron, how far they're getting on Tron was really cool. So yeah, real exciting.
All right. We're
already planning our next go around. So
when is it? When are you heading back?
Hopefully in July. We'll do another quick 3-dayer probably. We may do Saratoga again. We're not quite sure. So
that's a good sign.
That's how great it was. Yeah. We really fell in love with the resort. So can't wait to go back.
All right. Well, hey, if you guys down between the 6th and the 15th, give me a holler and we'll have to say hi while we're down there.
Awesome, Mike. Thank you so much. Great show. Love it.
All right. You take care. Thanks for calling. I appreciate your patience too. Thank you.
All right, Mike. No worries.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, hey, guys, that was a fun one. Even though Scotty G wasn't here, he joined us, though, live from he's probably tearing into some Topolinos right about now as we're recording. But thanks for hanging with us here on this holiday weekend. I didn't expect so many calls. We had some great conversations, fast passes, what's happening with the crowds, the masks, Saratoga. This is a lot of fun. That's why I love this show. You guys take the time to download. We have conversations on Discord. If you are not on Discord, let me remind you, come on by. Just go to brguestpodcast.com. On the right-hand side, there's a button. Click join the Discord. All it is a chat room, and it's going all the time. We're talking about everything, not just Disney. We talk about things happening in our personal lives. We cheer each other on. There's a Discord for the Lizards, the Running Squad. There's a Discord for the patrons. So check it all out. Get on the conversation. It's not just the 4 shows a week. It's 24/7. We're a community. We support each other, and we love talking Disney with each other. So come on by. Now, don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out for your next Disney getaway. We're there to get you those discounts when they're released. You don't want to wait on the phone for 4 or 5 hours listening to all that Disney music. I know you like Disney music, and you think it's magical sitting on hold listening to those tunes. After the 17th time for that loop, it's not as magical. That's our job. Let us look for those discounts for you. Let us help you with any questions you might have. We'll take care of Magical Express for you for the rest of the year. We'll get you everything you need for Adventures by Disney, Disneyland, Walt Disney World, Disney Cruise Line. We're the experts. We do it every day. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, when you shop online. It's a free way to support the show, and it really does help. You might not think so. Anything you buy, one extra click, it really does add up. So again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And I mentioned our patrons. They are the folks that I would like to thank the very most. They're making this show possible for everybody. You are supporting everybody listening to the show all around the world. You're getting the extra show every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest. We kind of share stories of growing up here in Missouri. But I just want to thank our patrons. Today, I got to meet a friend from the Netherlands that listens over there. How cool is that? And that's because of your support that we can bring this community together from all parts of the world. If you'd like to support the show on Patreon, check them out over at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter. Give me a yell. This is my account, Be Our Guest Mike. Twitter and Instagram, leave me a message. I'd love to talk to you. And of course, you can follow the show, Be Our Guest Pod, and subscribe on Facebook and YouTube. That way you'll get the notice when we go live. And of course, we'll be together next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. You pick Facebook or YouTube and give us a call. Scotty G will be back and we'll be having a good time talking Disney with you. All right, time to get out of here and let you go for your Sunday night. Hey, the good news is it's a holiday here in the States tomorrow. So enjoy that, relax and have some fun. And if it's a Thursday, you're listening on the feed here. Hey, tomorrow's Friday already again. That's not a bad deal either. So either way around, we're doing pretty good. I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen to our show, for making this what it is. This show is what it is because of our community, because of you taking the time to listen. And I just want to thank you, you right there in your ears, in your AirPods, on your radio, whatever you're listening on. Thank you for listening this, for sharing with your families. I love doing this show, and I hope you always enjoy tuning in. So for Ricky and Pam and Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or a great Thursday. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.